Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I ask this question. When is your deal good enough?
Let me back up. Here is the reason we're talking about this. I'm getting a lot of crappy deals sent to me for deal funding. So we launched into a whole long discussion about what the heck is going on. So we thought, let's make this a show today and just make sure we're all doing the right thing and looking at deals and picking the good ones. And what should you be looking for?
This whole week, really, the underlying theme here, the unwritten theme, is I don't get it. And I mean me. I don't get what's, there's a theme going on in our group. It's not our group. It's people that are, there are people that try to do this without being educated.
Right. Well, and well,
that's the thing.
That's to say, it's like doing this halfway.
Yeah. Halfway. That's it. That's a nice way to say it.
And if you're gonna go at this halfway, you're gonna get halfway results. And don't get mad at anybody else at your halfway results. And so that's the truth, right?
I couldn't.
Could you imagine?
That's a nice way to say it.
You know, I'm gonna go with this relationship halfway. Let's see how it goes.
You know, I've tried that.
Yeah. That's hilarious. How'd that work out?
I'm still sitting here.
Oh, not with me.
No, I know.
You didn't do it with me. Or is this you halfway?
No, lately I like.
Wow, what's you 100%? Because halfway is pretty good.
Lately, I'm saying sentences like this to myself when I'm, you know, when no one is around. You know, it can't be that bad because, you know, look where I am right now. Look at my life. Look at the situation. Look at, you know, Jill and the kids, and we live on the ocean. And then I go right back to, nope, this isn't working.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the things right now I want to do halfway, like parenting.
Oh,
I'd like to parent halfway.
Either.
I'd like to diet halfway.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to run my household halfway. Just kind of whatever. Let's see. What else?
Oh, I like being in a relationship halfway.
Halfway.
Perfect.
Oh, come on.
I'd like it.
Okay.
Because it would never work.
Right. Here's the things that I do take seriously. Fun. Goofing off, vacations, you know, time away from the house. I take that very seriously. I do that 100%.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Araldo says, and I have a comment here because I saw, Araldo, your post online. He has a whiteboard and he put first deal done.
He's got
his first sale. I'm like,
excellent.
Yay. So I want to say keep that up on social media, by the way, and keep updating your deals. I can't wait to see how it goes. I think I said a little.
Makes us proud.
It does.
Makes us feel like, wow, this, you know, we are actually helping people. Because Jill and I aren't here to, you know, this is not a profit center for us. The real profit center is the 7 million deals that Jill's doing right now. That's the real magic.
Yeah.
The Land Academy group is to enhance our deal-making transactions and to help you learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's our way to give back. So it really, it's simple little, hey, I got my first deal done on social media, just really goes a long way.
Tells
I don't
want
to get all misty-eyed about it, but that's the truth.
Thank you. Please don't. You've already cried twice today. I don't need a third one.
And
it wasn't me.
And they're not happy tears.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Okay, back to the question. He says, hi, guys. I'm about to send more mail to the same county. I sent mail to 5 to 6.5 acres, and I'm now sending 6.51 to 20 acres. That's great, by the way. Pause. You find an area, you get to know it, you like it. This is working out great. Let me get more in this area. It's going perfect.
I pulled some water out of that well. Should I go back to the same well and see if there's more water?
Yeah. My question is, should I remove owners who've been mailed before on my previous mailings? I'm not worried about the time consumption because that'll take me maybe 5 minutes, so that's not an issue. Just the fact that if they didn't reply or did reply with a negative response, should we just mail them again?
There's exactly two ways to look at this. Number one, I don't really care. I'm going to send him out more mail. Or number two, I'm going to take some time out of my day, get real organized. When I get a call back from somebody that says, hey, take me off your list. I'm not interested in selling this property or the 482 other properties that I own. Just take me off, please. That's an invitation for me to ask again.
Oh.
So you can either, you know, just use your own discretion. There's a lot of comments about this, all the way down through from other members on Land Investors.
Yeah.
I personally would send them more mail.
That's like, I don't care getting those calls.
Yeah.
If I get another call, I could just pretend like, oops, somebody's losing a job over this one.
And that's how I respond. That's how I have historically responded to that. You know what? I'm so sorry. We clearly sent you a letter in error. And I will, you know, if it happens two or three times, we have a master list of people who don't want to be contacted anymore. We don't want to waste 50 cents on it anyway.
Right.
So it depends. We're working in a county right now, two counties right now. We're having massive success. And you better believe that they're going to get some more mail from me.
Yeah, it's good.
Today's topic is your deal good enough? This is the meat of the show.
I could make 20 points, but I'm going to make 3.
I'm going to listen to Jill because I don't want to cry anymore today.
And it's definitely not you, obviously. No, I
obviously have a lot to say about this, too. Go ahead.
I know. So here's main point number one. And again, I'll make it short with 3. Is your deal good enough? Are you doubling your money? Let's all start with that. Is it that good of a deal? If you can't clearly double your money in the land deal, you're probably not doing it right. No, I really can't go there. Because even my bigger deals, even in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, I'm still doubling my money. Or so five, I don't have an unless.
The last big deal we did was times 5.
Right. So I'm really frustrated by that. And so here's what's happening. So what people are doing is, so that's point number one. Number two is, you know, is your deal good enough? Stop wasting your time. It should be double your money. Don't waste your time trying to make it work. And don't waste your time, just going to call a spade, sending it to someone. You know, here's what I see happening. People find deals. They think they're great. Like the home runs, they get them all day long. Oh, I see it. I get it. Whatever. This one, there's kind of a gray area. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to waste somebody else's time, too, and see if they see it.
What she's saying is sending it to us as a deal funding candidate.
That's what I'm saying. They're sending it to us like, let's see if their team sees something in this that I don't see to help me decide. Well, now you're waiting. If you didn't see it, I'm not going to see it. You were right on the first time, and we don't want to waste anybody's time. Sending it to me takes time. Me replying to you takes time. Me getting up happy wastes time. Steven hearing about it wastes time. So
then she breaks the vodka out. Then
it's like that wastes time.
Yeah.
So yeah. So and my point number three is, if you are trying to decide, is my deal good enough? Then you know what I want you to do. Or you're not sure about it. You're afraid. Then go smaller. Here's my little tip.
Wow.
So I was thinking about this. I'm like, so people are doing, you know, buying for $50,000, selling for $120,000, right? Which is beautiful. Buy for $30,000. But there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm not even feeling good about that. So you know what, you guys? Buy for $3,000. If you're really not comfortable and you're really, you know, not sure about your skill level yet, I understand that.
I don't. That's what this whole topic is about for me. When you're done, that's what I'm going to talk about.
Well, my tip is if
I don't understand that wishy-washy.
Well, this is a way to get out of it. This is a way for me that I can see to solve it. Start small and build up. But don't, you know, and some people stay small. They like that. I personally don't. But we have lots of members that are doing, I could think of one in particular that he keeps trying to break out of the small deals, and he's so good at the small deals. And the volume, he kind of keeps doing the small deals, you know, buy for $3,000, sell for $10,000, you know, and do a couple a week.
There's a, especially in the house academy, in the house realm of flipping or wholesaling or renovating and all of that, there are a lot of novice people who maybe because of HGTV, they go into it and they think they don't need an education. They think they don't, they think it's, oh yeah, they did it on TV and in a 22 minute episode, they took a fallen down house that they bought for $5,000 in Indiana and sold it for $180,000 after they renovated it. And oh, there's the math that cost this to do it. It's all fiction. It's just television. This isn't TV. This is for real. So here's a question you have to ask yourself really, really seriously. Go off by yourself for a weekend. Don't ask your wife. Don't talk to your children or your parents. Ask yourself this question. What's it going to take for me to get confidence to do this, to buy and sell land successfully? What's it really going to take? And there should be 50 answers, and then you can choose the best two or three for you. Maybe one of them is experience. Well, I'm very okay with the fact that I'm going to screw up a few deals in the beginning. This just might be for you. I don't know. Screw up a few deals in the beginning. I know it's going to cost me some money. I'm going to make some mistakes. And the more deals that I do, the more confidence I'll get and the better at this I'll get, or the more successful I'll be financially. That's one option. Or you can say, you know what? I'm never going to be good at this. Just like I'm never going to be a brain surgeon. I don't really truly have what it takes, or what everybody's telling me that it takes, which is a core, intense desire to manipulate data for positive and consistent outcomes. That's what this is all about. So is a deal good enough? When that deal pops back up, first of all, you should have an incredible amount of confidence in the mail that you sent out. Jill has a lot of confidence in the mail that I send out. So when a property comes back and is signed at $22,532.28, in her soul, she doesn't even have to talk with herself anymore. In her soul, she knows it's probably, there's like a 98% chance it's ready to go that way.
Correct.
So she's got confidence in me. I have confidence in her. I have confidence in myself and how I price these mailers, of where I send mail, and on and on and on. That didn't happen overnight. And for a lot of people, it never happens.
Right.
For a lot of reasons. Life gets in the way, lack of interest. You know, I'm very, very interested in my soul and like fixing up old cars. I don't do it anymore because I've failed at it so many times.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. That was another relationship. That was one of those half trying relationships.
So if I ask myself about fixing up old cars, if I went away like I just suggested and sat there and said, what's it going to take for you to be very successful at fixing up old cars? And here would be my answer. I'm going to bring in a guy who knows way more about it than I do as a partner. I'm going to be the money guy. I know what sells. You know, it's the same relationship that Jill and I have. I'm going to do the data part of that and the acquisition part of it, but I'm going to bring in somebody as an operator or a mechanic or a renovator that's better at it than me. Mm-hmm. Is a deal good enough? It should jump out at you. You know, even there's brand new people in our group that are doing, they're sending mail out 2 or 3 weeks in, getting massive responses and emailing us and saying thank you. So there has to be some level of a knack here. You know, Jill's going to, am I going to get in trouble for this after the mics turn on?
No, why? I've got nothing. I'm not positive.
Jill and I are not trying to sell you anything.
Why would you think I get mad?
Just because it's not, I could be a little more positive.
Oh. Oh, I'm used to this. I must be so used to it, I didn't even notice.
Oh, Jill, you've come to the dark side.
Oh, no.
You're on
Is
the dark
bitching?
Side.
Is he bitching? I missed it.
Oh, she's not listening at all. That's what's going on.
That's it. Or that.
It is so glaringly obvious when we get properties back. And, you know, every morning I go through our CRM and I review the properties that come in. And it's just so obvious in NeighborScoop or Parcel Fact, whatever you're using, which ones are like, oh my gosh, yes. If you've ever seen our, taken part of our Thursday webinar, we review everybody's deals for 2 hours. It's just obvious to everyone, I think, that deal should be the deal. You know, that's a fantastic deal. You should run to the bank and get that deal done. So,
right.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, some people are just born doing math, are very, very good at all types of math and equations and things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, I do know.
Yeah, you do. You know. Thank you. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we are here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we are on the House Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy Show is called 5 Ways to Finance Deals. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Yeah, I didn't notice. That did not seem overly...
Negative?
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's either... I think you're a little jaded.
I think I'm numb.
I'm really serious. Oh. I mean, there's only, you know, what you're good at. I know what I'm good at. I'm very comfortable with the stuff that I'm terrible at. And I avoid doing it.
I think that sometimes people, like, I invested all this money and this energy and this mail. I have to make X amount of deals out of it instead of just saying, these are the good ones. Who cares about the bad ones? Send more mail and move on.
I'm going to deliver this message all week. This is Monday. This is a lot of work.
Yeah.
This is a career change. It's not a hobby. It's not a, what do the kids call it now? A side gig.
Everyone side hustle.
That. Side hustle, that's it.
I hate that. I heard that today.
Everybody loves to hear side hustle.
I guess it's dumb.
I don't know where that comes from. It's what Jill said. Yeah, that just screams halfway to me. Mm-hmm. This is a career for you and your family and maybe your children. And possibly your siblings, and on and on and on to get rich. So it's worth spending time on. It's worth learning how to do it correctly. It's worth failing at over and over again. I made that decision a long time ago. I left an extremely lucrative investment banking situation to take a huge chance. And of course it paid out. And everybody that's in our advanced group has a story like that. Well, I just walked away from $180,000 a year to see if this is gonna work.
Well, see, you know what this reminds me of? We just had this discussion with our kid. We're like, you know what? We probably walk around making you think that we don't have to work that hard and things just come naturally to us and it's easy. And the answer is we busted it.
Yeah.
To get to this point.
And still do.
You just don't see us go off in our separate corners. You know, our kid doesn't because he's half asleep half the time. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. But we're in our offices busting it working. Still. Yeah. So, yeah, if it looks easy and we laugh a lot, well, we've got to this point, but we still work really, really hard. And you should too.
I know we're way over on time.
I know.
You should stare at a deal that came back. If you wrote an offer for $5,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 or $20,000, pops up on Neighbor Scoop or Parcel Facts, and you should look at it, and within a minute, you should say, wow,
yeah,
this is something else. I got to get this deal done. And fast, like call the person back right there, or hopefully they're on the phone still.
And then you know it's good enough.
Yeah, it should be just a gut feeling.
The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.